Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Oh, hello, everybody. Buenos Aires speaking. It's just going to be me today. And broadcasting all the way from, it's not sunny Australia at the moment because it's at the, just after 2 a.m. in the morning here. Sunshine. broadcasting this morning all the way from Australia. And Jason is engineering the broadcast all the way over in Minnesota. And today we're going to be having part two of the broadcast that was last week, which was about food forests and ancient empires. Now, where were we last week? Yeah, that's right. We were talking about the Carthaginians and the Romans and about how the Romans cut down the Carthaginian food forests. Now, you're probably wondering at this point in time, what is actually a food forest and what makes them so special? Well, food forests are like this. They are the way that nature would grow food if none of us were around. What would the world be like? Well, probably most of the world would end up reverting back to being a forest. And if you think of what a forest is, well, it depends on where you are on the earth. You get all sorts of different forests. You get, you get temperate forests, you get tropical forests, you get deciduous forests, you get evergreen forests. But all of them have one thing in common. And, they've all got trees. But they're more than the trees. The trees are like the apartment building of the whole system. The thing that makes a forest, and especially in our case, a food forest, what makes it so distinctive is that it's actually a whole system of living things. And that's what the broadcast is going to be about today. It's going to be about, well, we know that all the, a topic that we've been dealing with over the last, about 6 months or 12 months or so, has been that the diesel fuel is, the whole diesel fuel system has got serious problems. It's on its last leg. And there's really going to be no fixing it at this stage. But how are you going to run a farming system without diesel? It's going to be pretty impossible to do most forms of conventional agriculture without diesel. But there's one form of farming that you can absolutely do that does not require any diesel input and does not require any artificial fertilizer inputs, no pesticides, no herbicides, no fungicides, In fact, these are things that you should not use in this sort of farming system. And to use these sorts of things would be fatal to this farming system called food foresting. Now, if you think, how does a forest operate in nature? If you really look at a forest, I should point out, if there's any new class members present, that I actually studied environmental science many long moons ago at the University of Melbourne. I actually got a Bachelor of Science degree. And so I've been studying this topic. Gosh, I graduated in 1999, so I've been studying this topic ever since then, or before then, probably about, gosh, when did I start my degree? About 1994. I've been studying it actually, I've always loved forests, ever since I was a little girl. But I know what I'm talking about here, and I'm going to try and describe to you in this two-hour class what a forest system is and how you can use it to your advantage. Now, when most people look at a forest, what they're going to see, first of all, is trees. And that's the most obvious thing. That's called the canopy, okay? The canopy layer. And even though it's the most obvious thing to us, it's probably not even the most productive part of the forest. But it does have production associated with it, okay? And in a food forest system, you can have the canopy being something like apple trees, plum trees, pine nuts. You could have it, depending on where you are, acorns, hazelnuts, any other sort of food-producing tree. And it can be a tree that produces food for you, or it could be a tree that produces food for the animals where you are. So, for instance, if you've got pigs, particularly, pigs are made to live in nut forests, oak forests, beech forests, hazelnut forests. Any sort of nut forest, your pigs will absolutely love it. But that's going to come later. We'll talk about the animal part of that later. But you can have a landscape which has trees in it, and the trees make food for you. Okay? But the next layer down, You've got to realize that in a forest, the forest is not just trees. It has layers of growth, okay? It has different layers of life. But underneath the main canopy, you might have a sub-canopy, okay? And in a food forest, that might be things like berry bushes. That might be things like, large shrubs, large herbs. And so there you've got two layers of production. I hope this is interesting, by the way, because it's very, very important. Let's say you've got 10 acres of land. Let's say you've got 20 acres of land, okay? If you can have a canopy layer and have your food forest across the 10 or the 20 acres, let's make it 10 to ease with calculation. So you've got 10 acres of canopy trees producing, let's say, apples. We've got 10 acres of apple trees. That's good. That's a good crop. But then, if it's an understory, you've got 10 acres of herbs, or 10 acres of a berry growing, let's say blueberries. So you've got blueberries growing underneath your apple trees. Well, suddenly you haven't just got 10 acres, you've got 20 acres of land in production. And then, let's say, you've got another layer of production. Let's say that you've got a vine growing through all the apple trees, grapevine, or maybe bramble bushes. If you're in an area that has a lot of possums, you're going to find that it's going to be to your advantage to have bramble bushes growing up your apple trees, blackberries or raspberries, poisonberries and so on, growing up your apple trees, because you'll find that you don't lose as many apples to the possums as if you didn't have them, because possums do not like bramble bushes. This is how our natural system works together. I'm just having a sip of tea here to keep my voice going. Well, then you've got three layers of production. Okay? You've got a layer of apples. You've got a layer of blueberries as an understory. Then you've got 10 acres of bramble bushes. But let's say that you're living in a climate and an area where possums are not a problem. Maybe it's grapes. Maybe it's passion fruit. Maybe it's some other fruiting vine. Maybe it's a combination of all three or all four or a variety of different species. You can see now suddenly you've got a system that's beginning to be really, really interesting, because you've got 10 acres of land producing 30 acres worth of crops. Now, is that interesting for you? But we're not finished yet, because underneath the understory layer, you've got a shrub layer. And there you've got your rosemaries, your herbs, your lavender, your sage, all the rest of it. All the sort of shrubby, aromatic, herbal bushes that will grow. Those will have a number of functions. For one thing, they produce yet another crop. So suddenly, you've got 40 acres of crop operating out of 10 acres of land. And you see now how it's going to be to your advantage. Underneath that, and also if you've got herbs growing in your apple orchard, what you're going to find is that you're getting more pollinators and you're getting fewer pests and diseases, because the aromatics in the lavender, the rosemary, the sage, the mint, and all of these other herbs, they attract pollinators like you would not believe. They are absolutely amazing. And whether you have a beehive brought in, or whether you have your own beehive, or whether you rely on wild pollinators, you'll find that your honey is a superior time and a superior quality. Now we're heading into a break, but I'll discuss this whole thing some more on the other side.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hello, everybody. Speaking. It's just me today. We're talking about food foresting. Now, where were we before the ads? Oh, that's right. We were at the area of shrubs and how if you have aromatic shrubs growing underneath your apple trees, then you'll find that you have fewer pests and disease problems. And you have more pollinators because the aromatic herbs like mint, like sage, like rosemary, and so on and so forth, these perennial woody aromatic herbs, they are the best bee fodder and lavender as well that you could possibly imagine. And plant them through the understory, and you'll find that they discourage fungal problems, various sorts of rot problems, various sorts of bacterial diseases, and so on and so forth. And they also provide a home for beneficial predator species, such as ladybirds. And hoverflies and other lacewings and various other beneficial predator species, because most of them, although the larval stages are carnivorous, the adults often feed on nectar. So you need a good nectar supply, not just for your pollinators, but but also for the beneficial predator species such as hoverwings and hoverflies and lacewings and species such as that. Although some predators such as ladybirds, the adults and the juveniles are both predatory. But even so, they provide them shelter as well. But then you've got, gosh, how many layers have we got? We've got the canopy. We've got the understory or the sub-canopy. We've got the vine layer. And we've got the shrub layer. Now, what's next is you've got the undergrowth. And the undergrowth can be a fifth layer of production in your orchard. You can have it as annual herbs, vegetables, or even high-value perennial crops such as orris or flowers. Things that maybe will not produce an income for very much of the year or will take a number of years to come up to their productive stage. Or alternatively, things like vegetables, where you can plant the rows of trees a little bit further apart and put a row of vegetables in underneath each row of fruit trees. You know, a meter on either side, that's 2 meters of vegetables into each row of apple trees with a path in the middle, wide enough for you or for your tractor, and then a meter of vegetables on the other side and a meter on the other side of the row. That's called alley cropping, which is also a very good system. But then you've got five layers of production. Let me count. You've got the canopy, which is your apple trees. You've got the understory, which is things like berry bushes, blueberries and such like. You've got the vine layer, and then you've got the shrubs, and then you've got the annuals, and you've got the ground cover plants. Okay, so that would be your vegetables. That's 50 layers by 50 acres of production coming off 10 acres of land. We're not finished. I can never miss it again, but we're only just getting started. So be sure to get back with us after the bottom of the hour news. This is going to be a very good broadcast.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried oversaw one of the biggest financial collapses in American history. An indictment by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York unsealed Tuesday charges against Mr. Bankman with 8 counts of fraud, as well as conspiring to defraud the U.S. and violate campaign finance rules. A fusion breakthrough was unveiled on Tuesday by the Department of Energy. Researchers in California produced more energy from fusing atoms together than they used to start the process. Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm.
Scientists at the National Ignition Facility achieved fusion ignition, and that is creating more energy from fusion reactions than the energy used to start the process.
A severe winter storm is hindering travel throughout the United States today. Over 15 million people are under a winter weather advisory. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why can't
you
got your
take my when you got the for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Hello, everybody. Buenos Aires speaking. Flying solo today. And I'm taking you on an adventure through a type of farming that perhaps you've never heard of. Probably you haven't heard of. But it's a type of farming that you can do, even without any agricultural machinery whatsoever. You can do it without any fossil fuels, no diesel. But, of course, if you've got a tractor, then you can use the tractor as well. But that's not absolutely necessary. And that's called food foresting. And so far, on our walk through the food forest, we've seen that there is a canopy layer. There's a sub-canopy layer or an understory. The canopy might be something, it's going to be quite a large tree. So something like, let's say, apples or nut trees, almonds, pine nuts, hazelnuts. Probably hazelnuts will be in this understory layer, actually, because they're a bit smaller. But maybe chestnuts, any sort of large canopy-type tree. And then you've got the... you've got the understory, which is your shrub layer, and then you've got your smaller tree layer. Then you've got your shrub layer, and then you've got your vines, and then you've got your vegetables. But in the vegetables, you don't just have to plant one sort of vegetable. You can actually have, for instance, a vegetable that tends to grow above the surface, and you can have in the same bed a vegetable that happens to grow as a root. So, for instance, you can plant carrots and tomatoes in the same bed, and they will grow perfectly happy, just happily, alongside each other. Or you have potatoes and another plant like broad beans growing in the same bed, because the potatoes tend to grow under the soil. They have quite a large plant above the surface as well, but you'll find the broad beans come up in between them. So you can actually have more than one layer of vegetables growing in the same patch of ground. So then you've got not just 10 acres of production, but you've got 50 or 60 or perhaps even 70 layers of production. Given that, you can have a layer system operating through your vegetable patch as well. So you can get different layers of production. You can get a multitude of crops of vegetables out of the same piece of land, so we'll be conservative. We'll say two layers of vegetables growing in the vegetable garden, which is underneath the apple trees, and all of the other layers of production as well. But then you've got six layers of production on one 10-acre parcel of land. You've got six, the equivalent of 60 acres of agricultural production coming off of one 10-acre lot of land. Now, I hope that I've got your interest by now. Around the edge of that 10-acre paddock, you could have a windbreak species growing, such as poplars, which not only provide shelter for your apple trees, but they also provide fence posts for your farm. And they also provide firewood, and they also provide building timber. And poplars grow quickly, and they're easy to propagate in a wet climate, or in a temperate climate where you get regular rainfall. All that you need to do is dig a hole and put a poplar pole in the ground in the spring, and by the time that the autumn comes around, by the time the fall comes around, you will have a tree growing where you put a pole into the ground in the early spring, as soon as the assuming that you live in a cold climate where, you know, snow on the ground, as soon as the ground is soft enough to dig, if you do that, then you'll have a tree, a full-on tree, by the time the fall comes, by the time the autumn comes. if you begin to think like this, and of course you can sell the pulp, and of course you can sell the firewood, or you could use it on your own farm. This is something that I hope gets through to everybody who is in the class. Because if everybody did this, there would be no hunger problems in the world whatsoever. There would be no food shortages. Nobody would have any problem of any kind. Because, you know, there's a saying, the sort of farming that I do is called permaculture. Food foresting fits well into a permaculture system, and you'll find that a lot of permaculture systems are also food forests. But there's a saying in permaculture that all of the world's problems can be solved in a garden. And if you think of that, I think that's probably true. Because you can solve all your food needs. You can grow the fibers that you need, either directly or indirectly through feeding animals, such as sheep, you know, or chickens, not chickens, sheep or rabbits for fiber, goats for fiber. But you can have the fodder growing to feed your protein animals. So this is the next layer of production in the system. Now, obviously, if you've got vegetables growing, then you're not going to have sheep in there because your vegetables are not going to last very long. But the sheep will do a very fine job of pruning all of your fruit trees. You'll find that you will not need to hire anybody to prune out the bottoms of your fruit trees, because the sheep will nibble off the lower branches. Goats might pull your trees because they tend to eat the bark, but sheep, they break off the lower branches and they eat the green on them. They don't tend to go very high. So you'll find that your trees become a trunk about a metre above the ground. They sprout into their branches, which is probably what you want in a fruit orchard anyway. But that's another layer of production. And you'll find that if you have sheep and if you have herbs, that the sheep, except for maybe mint, sheep tend to like eating mint. And they also taste nice with mint as well. You know, lamb and mint also is absolutely delicious. But anyway, but you'll find that they don't tend to bother things like rosemary and lavender very much. Sage, they don't really tend to go for sage and rosemary and lavender very much. But that's another layer of production. You could, if you wanted something in there that could live in the food forest and be an animal source of production, so protein source of production, something that wasn't going to bother your vegetables too much, you could have geese or you could have ducks. Because geese tend to mow the grass. They don't really tend to, they'll have a bit of a nibble at your vegetables, but they won't really tend to disturb the vegetables too much. They prefer grass. But they do also eat bugs and slugs and grubs. If you have chickens, you'll find that they're very good at getting rid of codlin moth. So for that few weeks when the codlin moth is a problem, you might find that and when your vegetable patch needs to be cleaned up in the autumn, you might find that it's beneficial to set a flock of chickens in there, and you will find that within a few weeks that they will have the vegetable patch planned out for the fall, you won't have to lift a finger to clean up your vegetable garden in the autumn. And they'll get rid of all your codlin moth larvae for you. You won't have any problems with codlin moth or any other grub pest species in your fruit orchard, which means you won't have to spray at all. But if you have ducks and geese in there, the ducks and the geese will also clean up the codlin moth, and they'll go for your slugs and your grubs, and they'll keep the lawn in the middle of your trackway nice and short. And if you have guinea fowl, if you have a problem with snakes, you can put guinea fowl in, and you'll find that as well as getting rid of all the slugs and grubs, that they will keep your snakes away, and that you will not have any snake problems whatsoever if you have guinea fowl. But what that is, that's another layer of production. But there, we're up to 7 layers of production. On a 10-acre block of land, you have the equivalent of 70-acre farm in production of 10 acres of land. And I think that if that were you, you'd be smiling. I know that if it was me, I'd certainly be smiling. This is the type of farming that I do here. But I'm still in the process of setting it up. I have 20 acres, and it's not all set up yet. I'll go into that in a little while. Now, you'll find, you know, that your imagination is the limit with setting up one of these systems. Because you'll find that you'll get inspired of how you can fit more layers of production into your food farm. But I'll talk more about that. I can hear the music coming again. I'll talk some more about that after these two commercial announcements.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Flying solo today, and we're talking about food foresting and how to get 70 or 80 acres of production at 10 acres of land. And if you would like to know how to do that, if you're just tuning into the broadcast now, I would strongly encourage you to go to gcnlive.com and go to the Archives and Podcast tab and download the archive of this broadcast, because I think that it would be well worth saving and listening to over and over and over again so that you can really understand how the system works. Because if everybody did this form of farming, it would revolutionize the whole world. Okay. Now, with regard to setting up one of these farms, okay, you might think that 10 acres of land is not much land. And I've had a 10-acre farm. These days I've got a 20-acre farm. And I can tell you, for one person, 20 acres is more than enough for me to manage at the moment. I've been here for 10 years and I feel like I've still got so much to do. But if you're just setting up a food forest for the very first time, I would absolutely not advise you to go and set one up on even 1 acre of land. I would say, for your very first food forest, that you should divide off maybe a quarter acre of land or even an eighth of an acre of land and set that up in the first year as a food forest. Now, why do I say that? Because if you have a small parcel of land, it's much easier to look after than a large piece of land. And you will find that you will be able to, that you will go to, even if you have a 300 acre farm, if you take an eighth of an acre of land near your house, right near your house, maybe in your backyard, and convert that to a food forest, you will be so astounded at the production that you get out of that farm, out of that little one-eighth of an acre farm. You will wonder why you even need the 200 or 300 acres of land. But, like I say, you get, let's say, a tenth of an acre of land, and you set it up, as I said, then you suddenly, you haven't got one-tenth of an acre of land. You've got seven-tenths of an acre of land. So, you know, about two-thirds of an acre. But, like I say, you can set this up in a small parcel easily in 1 year, and you can be encouraged. And, of course, the canopy trees are going to take a long time to grow. Of course they are. That's why you plant the canopy trees in the middle, but you plant in between your productive canopy trees, let's say, for instance, your apples, you plant a fast-growing tree in between each, for instance, apple tree. You plant a fast-growing, short-lived, they're called pioneer species. And these are the species that show up, first of all, when a landscape has been cleared. And many people think of them as being weed species, but they've got a function to perform in the landscape. It's like this. Mother Nature is a woman, and women like to clothe themselves. Mother Nature is no different. She hates being naked. When she feels as if she's naked, she will clothe herself. And that for us looks like weeds. But nature is just being nature. Nature doesn't see any difference between weeds and productive plants. Mother Nature just wants to hide her nakedness, like any decent woman would. So, if you accept it, and instead of fighting it, take advantage of it. Plant some short-lived leguminous tree species, such as acacia, between your long-lived canopy species, and everything will go well. I can hear the music again. I think we're heading into the top of the hour news. I'll see you on the other side. God bless. I'll see you later. Hour number two.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.